This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Artists from Lebanon and India, who are part of the Gulf Labor Coalition, calling for a boycott of the Guggenheim Museum, Abu Dhabi, because of labor abuses, were refused visas to enter the country. The Obama administration proposes to protect the greater sage grouse and would establish buffer zones around areas where male grouses gather for breeding and affect about 2 million acres, mostly on federal land. Finding justice after an arrest is a nascent but growing participatory defense movement, community organizing that empowers people who face charges, as well as family and community members, to influence the judicial process. It shows them how to work strategically with defense attorneys and how to make the system easier to understand and more accountable. Ross W. Ulbricht, the founder of Silk Road, a notorious online marketplace for the sale of heroin, cocaine, LSD, and other illegal drugs, was sentenced to life in prison in federal district court in Manhattan. J. Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, was arrested for lying to the FBI over cash payments that were used as hush money to conceal misconduct during his years as a teacher. Administration has said that it would not change the government's longstanding policy against offering ransoms to terrorists, but family members are pushing the administration to at least say that private citizens and companies will not face criminal charges for negotiating or raising money for ransoms on their own. The Islamic State takes in more than $1 million per day in extortion and taxation. Salaries of Iraqi government employees are taxed up to 50%, adding up to at least $300 million per year. Companies may have their contracts and revenue taxed up to 20%. As other revenue streams have stalled, like banks and oil, Islamic State has adjusted these rates to make taxation a larger portion of its income. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.